You can help with the guests and all the rest. And we'll never stop till we take it to the top. To the top.
Welcome back to my podcast, The Top. My name is Richie Phillips. Although I'm contemplating changing the name of this to Top Talent, and I was wondering what your thoughts are on this, I really think Top Talent might be a little bit more specific, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to get a little more focused. I guess they tell you that with podcasting, that you got to find a niche. Or is it niche? Niche. I got to find a niche. And I think that might be it, because I really would like to concentrate on talent. I really believe that everybody's got one. I happen to have a musical talent, and I always thought it was weird. Like, we had a construction guy come to our house one time, and he walked up to me and he goes, "I always wish I had, you know, your talent." And in the meantime, he's building like a room. You know, he's putting up walls and looking up at the ceiling and saying, "I can do this and that." He's like Michelangelo there, and I'm, you know, I can make a stupid song. That's about it. So it just made me appreciate the fact that he's telling me I have talent, and he doesn't think he does. When I used to work, when I was in the radio business, they used to say, "Well, you guys over there on the air, you're the talent. We're just the salespeople." I'm like, no. If you weren't a talented salesperson, we wouldn't be on the air. Everybody has some kind of innate inner talent that needs to be brought out. And it also needs to be advertised. And this is the way we're going to do it. I want to feature people who have talent, specifically in the capital region of upstate New York. But I'll go all over the place. I don't care. Is there a talent to becoming a police officer? Think about that for a second. I don't have to think about it even for a split second. I think, yes, definitely. And we're going to be talking to somebody who went to a police academy. She's down in Virginia and technically in training to become a police officer, but she's on the beat right now and getting all kinds of experience, and thought it'd be really interesting to have her on here, because you think with all the news these days that, boy, who's going to go into police work? And we need people to go into police work. We need talented people, and she is one of them, definitely. Her name is Emily Schlierer, and when you hear her attitude and you hear what her motivation was to get into the profession. But first, a word from a longtime sponsor of this program. That would be me. If you're looking for entertainment for your next private party or wedding or conference or meeting or anniversary party, hey, I'm available. I provide full DJ services, or if you want live entertainment, I can play the piano and sing. We can set up like a little piano bar for your next party. Everybody can gather around. We do sing-alongs and that kind of thing. I'm definitely available. All you got to do is go to my website for more information. You can see testimonials. I even have video testimonials on there. It's, well, here's a way to remember it. HIRERICHIE.com. That's HIRERICHIE.com. Operators are standing by. Well, it's actually me with a cup of coffee sitting by the phone. And speak of the devil, I think my guest is on the phone. On the phone here, I have Emily Schlierer, and you're calling from Virginia, right?
Yes, yeah. Right now I'm in Virginia.
Is it Alexandria? Is that where it is?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right outside D.C.
And you are originally from the Capital Region?
Yep, I grew up in Gilderland.
Right, went to Linwood Elementary School?
Yep, Linwood Elementary School, then Farnsworth Middle School and Gilderland High School.
Okay, great. I happen to know your mother. Your mother is very talented. She's a talented musician. And what's that?
I said, yes, she is.
Yes, she is. I've seen her many times. And she told me about you. And it really ties in very, very well with my podcast called Top Talent. Now, you may be thinking, well, I hope he's not going to talk about my piano playing talent, although you may still have a great... Let's talk about that first. I know that's how we originally connected back when you were, what, the third grade, fifth grade?
Somewhere back there, yeah. I was in elementary school.
Okay, and I was on the air on WGNA.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so I remember I came into the radio station and I played the piano. I don't remember the song that I played, but I remember doing it. My parents still have the recording somewhere. It was a very cool moment for me.
Oh, I got to hear the recording. I wish we had that. I would have put that in the podcast. In fact, I actually can. I can do that a little bit later. Yeah. But my theory, and that's why I'm calling this podcast Top Talent, is I honestly believe there's a talent for everything. There's a... Oh, you have a baby in the background?
Yeah, sorry.
I'll put her on.
Riley, come here, Mama. Say hi.
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 Hello. How old is...
She's just staring at the phone.
How old is Riley?
She's a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
She's my boyfriend's daughter.
Oh, you're a busy person. Very busy person.
Yeah.
So again, I'm calling this Top Talent because I honestly believe, and I think you can affirm this for me, that there's a talent in becoming a police officer. There's a talent to being a good police officer. Agree or disagree?
Yes, I completely agree.
Now, in fact, I was looking, there was a thing online, key traits and characteristics sought in becoming a police officer. I don't know if this is a standard thing that you learn when you go to a police academy. There has to be 50 things that you have to remember, like you have to be accountable, adaptable, approachable, assertive, blah, blah, blah. No, those are just the A's. It goes all the way to the W's. Is that something that you learn in police school?
Not in those exact words, but yes, we had to learn a lot of stuff about different things we have to remember every single day that we're on shift, and you know, even beyond that, in conducting ourselves in personal life and in general. Like we're never completely off shift, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. Exactly. And again, I'm probably asking these questions out of order. Let's go in order of your life here. You were in school in Linwood Elementary, and you did very, very well in school. Your mother was telling me all the different awards you got. She brags about you all the time, by the way.
Yes, yes, I know. She tells me.
And then you went to police academy up here or down there? Or how did that happen?
Well, after school, I went to SUNY Albany. I got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and psychology.
Wow.
And I originally moved down here to Virginia to get a master's degree. I came to George Washington University. I got a master's degree in forensic psychology.
Amazing.
And then I came to the police academy in Alexandria.
Did you find being a woman that going to police academy, were there any fights that you had to fight the male species for in terms of going through a police academy?
Honestly, no. I mean, I was kind of expecting it. There are differences, of course, in being a police officer as a woman as opposed to a male.
Like what?
But if people view you differently,
right.
they it's a little, you just, I want to say you kind of have to work a little harder to earn the same respect. And that's not necessarily from your coworkers. That is probably from the public. They'll see me approach and they'll treat me differently versus if they see another officer who is a man approach a scene. And sometimes that's a benefit.
Right.
Sometimes that's exactly what is needed. I know I've gone to a few calls where they've actually asked to speak to a woman because they were more comfortable speaking to a woman. So sometimes it's a benefit. Sometimes it's not. And you just have to gauge the scene. Everything that you do, everything that you approach on the job, you always have to gauge what exactly is that exact scene needs.
Sure,
so
sure.
It may be a man, it may be a woman, it may be, you know, someone who's in the military. It doesn't matter as long as the most important thing is everyone's safety in that scene. So
sure. And going back again, my fault because I'm bouncing back and forth. This really hit me when I was looking at your biography. Like when you were in the second grade, I believe it was the second grade, there was something that really hit you personally, 9/11, right?
Yes.
Explain that.
So when I was in second grade, I still had the mindset that nothing bad happens. You know, I thought that everyone got along. There was no war, there was no fighting and everything. And then 9/11 happened. And my parents had to try to explain that horrible event to me. And me being, you know, so little, I was struggling to understand it. And I remember looking at my mom and saying, you know, looking at my parents and saying, I want to stop bad people from doing bad things.
Wow.
And that's kind of been my driving force since then. I've always wanted to be there on someone's worst day and be the thing, be the person that makes it a little bit better.
What a fantastic attitude to have. And
yeah.
And now you are, what do you consider like a beat? You're a cop on the beat. Are you a regular police officer on the beat?
Yes. Right now I'm still in training.
Oh, in training.
But Yes, but I am a patrol officer right now, yes.
Huh. Do you patrol in suburban areas, the inner city? What they show you everything? I mean,
everything they possibly can. While we're in training, they want to get as much experience as you can in every type of environment, in every type of situation.
Sure, sure. Yeah, the baby. So what are your hours? I mean, do you do you can't do overnight shifts, do you?
Yes, actually, that's what I'm on right now.
Wow.
We get experience in all of the shifts that we try to get. So we have days, afternoons, and evenings. So right now I'm at midnights.
That's got to be tough being a parent at the same time. How do you juggle that one?
Well, I mean, it's hard, but you have to make it work.
Did you ever find in school that, because I have found in school, when I would go back to some kind of a reunion, like a high school reunion, and I would look at some of the kids in the class and we'd be talking, and then I'd ask them, gee, what do you do now? And somebody would say, I'm a police officer. And I'd say, you were the rowdiest person in the whole class, and you're the police. I didn't say that, but I thought to myself that, you know, that person was more of a rabble-rouser in school. Did you find yourself, personality-wise, that you were more of a renegade in school? Does it, that kind of a personality to become a police officer?
Absolutely not. I was so quiet in school and, you know, and shy. I was more the person to kind of just sit back and observe. I like knowing people. I like figuring out situations. So I was more quiet in school than anything else. I was not the rowdy type. I don't know if there's like a certain personality type to become a police officer.
No, you don't think so? Huh.
You certainly have to have like certain ideas, and I mean not ideas, I apologize. You have to have certain motivations, like wanting to help people and getting to know people and wanting to figure out situations. But as far as personality type, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think the motivations are more important.
Well, like my father was a police officer. And my father became like a private investigator. He was always in law enforcement, and he wanted me to do the same and to go into his business when he started like a private investigation agency. And I just looked at him and he looked at me and said, no, you're not the type. You know, I don't have that. I don't have the bravery gene. I really believe that you still have to have, you have to have a lot of bravery to do what you do.
Yeah. I mean,
courage.
Courage. What? You have to be aware, you know, any situation that you walk into.
Right, right. Like right now, for example, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Oh. She just fell over.
Oh, yeah, I can stop this. You can wait.
She's okay. You're okay.
Go ahead, take care. Take care of her.
Oh, she go.
Okay.
No, she just got scared because she fell over. She's okay.
What? This is your training. This is your training. You're a police officer. You got to rush to the scene.
Yeah, exactly. Rush to the scene.
Does it upset you when you go on like YouTube and Facebook and you see all these negative comments and negative stories and people giving the middle finger to cops and saying it's my First Amendment rights and all this?
No. What it does is it motivates me. I want to change the face of policing. I want to be that police officer that people can trust. And I know that there is a lot going on with policing in America right now.
And absolutely.
It motivates me to be a better officer,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be the person that, you know, even if someone is angry or upset because they're having a horrible, horrible day, still be that solid force, that solid person there that they can rely on, even if they're yelling at me or anything like that. They're not yelling at me. This horrible situation happened, and I need to understand that. So I want to be a better officer because I see those videos.
Can you give us an example of something that you had to respond to that just really emotionally affected you, like in while you've been in training? There must have been something already that's you went wow when you got home.
Yes, but I you know, I have to be careful. I don't go into details, but,
right, just something in general, you know, what the situation was.
Anything involving kids, you know, that's something that hit me. So if you respond to parents sort of fighting or, any kind of domestic violence call, that kind of hits home because I don't want it hurts to see children in the middle of it, and I understand that parents fight and everything, but it does hurt to see children in the middle of it.
Oh, sure.
So we try to do what we can to help everyone involved. So
Sure.
that kind of hits home.
Have you also had experience going to like court and sitting through a
Yes.
trials and that kind of thing? That must be, it's got to be interesting at least.
It is interesting. Going to court is part of the job. You have
Sure.
to testify, and but it's important, to remember that you're an impartial party. You're just there to report the facts, which actually makes it kind of easier
Right.
than you're there just to report what you did. That's all you have to do is say what you did and what you saw, and that's it. So
Right.
I was very nervous going into court, but it's not so bad.
Now, are you shadowing a specific police officer that's taking you around? Is that what you do now while you're in training? It's a person that you're assigned to?
Yeah, we have multiple officers that we're assigned to. We just and they kind of show us the ropes while we're in training, and we get used to different, parts of the city, different situations, and each officer has their own specialty, so we can definitely learn from that.
We're speaking with a very talented police officer. I was going to say future police officer, but well, she is in training, but she's a present slash future police officer. Someone with an incredible attitude, a new generation of police officers. Her name is Emily Schlierer, and let's get back to the podcast with a few more questions and some very, very insightful answers from her. How would you teach kids? Like, if you were going to a school and you wanted to teach kids understand that police officers aren't bad. How do you change that image
You
suggest?
know, honestly, that I think starts with parents, because a lot of things that we hear sometimes from adults is, oh, you better behave or the police officer is going to come and take you away or something like that. And
Right.
that's not the image we want to portray. We want kids, if something happens, to come to us
Right.
for, not to be scared of us. So I think that a lot of it has to do with educating the parents. Me personally, whenever I see a child or anything, I try to go out of my way to smile, to wave, to say hello. Sometimes I have stickers I try to give out to them to make a really good impression, because I don't want them growing up to be afraid of me when I'm the one that's supposed to be helping them.
Wow. For everybody listening, could you imagine if every police officer was like Emily? I mean, you are just like the prototype of everybody we'd love to have on a force, really. No,
Oh, that's
really.
very kind.
No, absolutely. Well, I think I've really asked everything that I'd like to ask you, and I just think it's fascinating that you pursued this and you're doing so well.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I'm sure your parents are really proud. I see them all the time.
Yep, I always text them at the end of shift, letting them know that I'm home safely and
Right.
everything, but they're very, very proud.
Right. And that's what we want you to do. Definitely stay safe and keep your attitude because that's so fantastic. Thank you, Emily Schlierer, for being part of the podcast and say hello to the baby.
I will. Thank you so much.
I certainly hope you enjoyed that. And again, hope this is the beginning of something even bigger with this podcast as far as getting people on here that have a talent for a certain something. If you have a musical talent, if you have an artistic talent, if you know somebody who you'd like to feature, please let me know. You can shoot me an email, which is Richie, Richie 1077 at gmail.com. Or you can go to my website again, which is hire Richie, HireRichie.com, and you can send me an email through there. You can hit me up on Facebook, which is Richie Phillips on Facebook. I'd also appreciate you to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Podbean.com, where this is hosted, or wherever you get your podcast. But those are the only two places I have the podcast, so you'll have to go to one or the other. And I appreciate you listening. Please pass the word. I'd love to keep this thing going because I'm going to try as hard as I can every single time to
take it to the top. Don't stop till you take it to the top.